we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just making common sense like a superpower is what I like to say. All right, we're going to do what you know we got to do once in a while, which is take a look at the news happening in and amongst and around us. And yeah, that means we're going to cook up a batch of home fries. Cook them. Smell it from here. There it is. Yeah. All right, these are things that are happening to you, to your state, in and around your politics. Some of it's political, some of it ain't. And in a few minutes, we'll have a conversation with State Senator Larry Stutz about a few of the things that I'm about to talk about right now. Like, oh, by the way, did you know that the Alabama legislature is in session as of this past week? They are in session, and oh, by the way, they are already, like, in the midst of controversy. You may have heard us talking yesterday about the fact that that gambling is the only thing on the agenda for the most part, it seems like, down in the House. Now, in the Senate, I'll be honest with you, in the state Senate, they've already gotten a few things done that are pretty important, like they're moving forward on a ballot harvesting bill. They're dealing with some things related to parental choice and parental rights in education. The House, I can't explain it. But I will tell you this, that gambling bill they've got, and if you were listening yesterday, if you didn't, I hope you get it on podcast, because yesterday Stephanie Smith from the Alabama Policy Institute called in and gave us the rundown on the details of that bill, which, by the way, may be one of the most heinous pieces of legislation I've ever seen passed. And I do not know how to explain the fact that Republican Representatives Chris Blackshear of Phoenix City and Republican Representative Andy Witt of Harvest feel like it's a good idea for them to be the sponsors of this legislation that basically not only legalizes gambling, and I'll tell you what, let's do this. Set aside how you feel about casinos. Do you like gambling? Do you want online sports betting? Do you want a lottery in Alabama? Do you want all three? Do you want 10 casinos? That's what the bill allows for. 10 casinos across the state of Alabama, big ones. Okay, if you do, great. If you don't, But let's pretend that bill was about grocery stores. It's the most god-awful thing I've ever seen. Picture, if you will, a business has been operating in your area and violating the law the entire time, and then not paying its taxes. And the solution has been determined to be, well, let's give them a monopoly and legalize what they're doing, and then tax them at 24%. And then, oh, by the way, let's grow some government while we're at it and start a brand new gaming commission that has separate arrest authority and, oh, by the way, cannot be sued under state law. That's what they're saying in the bill. We're going to set it up where they can't be sued. What the heck? Why would they do this? All this to say, the Attorney General of the state of Alabama has come out against the bill. He's having none of it. He's like, why are we doing this? What is the point in this? The Attorney General for the state of Alabama rarely speaks out about pending legislation. And when he does, you better take notice, because he's the one that's got to defend your bill should it go to court. And I feel most certainly this bill will be challenged in some way. So, story here on 1819 News. Attorney General Steve Marshall has some serious concerns about the proposed gambling legislation currently being deliberated by the Alabama House of Representatives. So if you like our Attorney General and believe that he's been just like wailing away on liberal issues, and he has, if you think our Attorney General is generally speaking pretty conservative, and he is, and I'd like to point out, by the way, a few years ago, I was proud to actually give him an award when I was with the Alabama Policy Institute for his conservative stances. If you think that he's been pushing back on the Biden administration every day, if you think that he's one of the leaders who actually has a little gravitas in the state, then, oh yeah, maybe you ought to pay attention to how he feels about this gambling bill, because he says that basically what we really need is just increased penalties. That's all we need. We don't need to, well, let's go ahead and bring it into the fold and legalize it and start a whole new branch of government. He expressed extreme skepticism of the legislation, saying that it rewards those who have operated their gambling facilities illegally in the state for years. It rewards them. It's not regulating them. The law is already there to regulate. You just don't put any teeth in the law. And this says, as well as rewarding special interests. He also went on to say, Marshall says, as the chief law enforcement officer of our state, I find it unconscionable that we would reward those who have flagrantly defied our criminal and civil laws, as well as the judgments that were entered against them by our state's highest court. And while this bill will clearly benefit a handful of special interests, It's difficult for me to see how it's a solution to any of our state's most pressing problems. Listen, for your attorney general, for your Republican attorney general to come out and speak against something that the Republican Speaker of the House is trying to do before they get a chance to vote on it is a clear indication that this bill has problems. All right, something else I got here on the plate. And by the way, I got a few lighthearted, well, I say lighthearted, different kinds of stories. You might want to know, last night, the U.S. Senate stayed up to all hours. Schumer was determined that we will not handle standard budgeting. We will not take up appropriations bills. We will not deal with the southern border. We will not deal with anything until we get $60 billion for Ukraine. So the Senate was called to the floor to vote on a spending bill that did not contain anything about the southern border at all. And it was $60 billion for Ukraine. I want to say $40 billion for Israel, and then some more for Taiwan. I may have the numbers mixed up, but 60 does strike my memory as being for Ukraine. And they passed it. Why? Because 22 Republicans defected. McConnell, Murkowski, Romney, all the usual squishy ones, went over and joined Schumer and voted on money that went to foreign countries before it ever dealt with our own secure border. I want you to know that your two Republican U.S. senators voted no on that. So Britt and Tuberville, we expect him to be on the show tomorrow. Britt and Tuberville both stood up under it, spoke out against it, and voted no on that bill. And I'm glad to say they did. So anyway, there's that. And then on top of that, it's already been called dead in the House. If things hold the way they should, then Speaker Johnson's already saying, don't even bother bringing that bill to us. Well, it's coming now, Speaker Johnson. So I hope you've still got your party intact. Very slim majority. But the Speaker of the House definitely has the ability to hold that thing from going further. All right. Listen, we're going to wind up taking a break right now. We're going to come right back, and we're going to have State Senator Larry Stutz on. I'm going to ask him about the gambling bill, school choice bills. And, oh, by the way, are we going to do something about the way the state health officer jerked us around during the pandemic? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. You know, common sense, a superpower is what we're doing. So I got our new texter earlier. Let us know that they are to be referred to as Little Bird from Cullman. So Little Bird from Cullman, glad you're in the text line. Sent me a big old long text, by the way, and I can't get to all of that. So thank you. I got to keep those texts down to where they're a manageable level there, Little Bird. But we're glad you're in the system with us. Duff from Huntsville again says casinos may be good for Alabama. Oh, it's a long text, too. Duff, are you wearing me out, bro? He says, however, Alabama may not be good for casinos. I don't believe the casino industry has anything to gain by building in Alabama. Those in the South and Central Alabama can go to Biloxi or Philadelphia, Mississippi. Those up North can go to Tunica, Metropolis. I see his point. I don't know, man. We'll wait and see. But then again, maybe they're tired of being there and they want to do something new, and we'll wait and see. Gary from Decatur says, I would think the White House physician who certifies Biden's physical and mental health would be responsible for allowing him to continue as president. My wife and I are 70-plus, and during our annual physical checkups, we're given three words to remember and then repeat at the end of the results interview. My wife missed two words, and they scheduled her for a follow-up cognitive test. I'll never forget my three words that day. They were sunrise, strawberry, and chair. Anyone think Biden can pass that simple mental test? No, I don't. Maybe there are things that, you know, are going on that just make it. I tell you what. Let's do it this way. If in fact, Biden is not cognitively impaired, then will someone please get him a life coach and teach him how to walk around and not look feckless? Because that's where we are. I mean, think about this. Why would he act the way he is if he's not impaired? Why? Why would anybody do that? Why would you think it's a good idea to stand in front of the cameras and broadcast to the whole world that I'm not sure where to stand right now? Why would it look great if you're not impaired? to stand in front of the, you know, the teleprompter and squint like you can't see 3 feet. Why would it be a good idea if you're not impaired to consistently go, well, I've been told I have to call on certain people and I've got my notes right here. And it tells you exactly who to call on because you can't remember anybody's names. If you're not impaired, why do you keep falling down on the steps to Air Force One? Why do you look so unsteady on your feet when you walk? Listen, here's the bottom line. He's impaired. You cannot pretend otherwise. He is. It has become progressively worse since he's been in office. The stress of being in office as the president, I mean, look at Obama. He was one of the youngest presidents we've ever had. Look how gray his hair was when he left office. It wears on you. It's a heavy, heavy burden. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And I'm going to tell you right now, that man's impaired, and his head can barely hold that crown up. We're going to do some more home fries when I get back. I got a little more. I got some fascinating stories. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all, like this show, it goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys, as you hear the ads playing during the break, just know this, those ads mean something to us because Right Side Radio, we are indeed a standalone entity. We are a business unto ourselves. If you're listening to us on the radio, just know this, the radio stations that carry us across the northern half of the state, they don't own the show. We own the content. We send them the show. And so it takes something to run any business and just no difference for us. One of the ways we do that with Right Side is we sell ads. So just know this, we are told that by our various stations, all told, that we're touching literally over 30,000 people a week are listening to us. We just got our rankings yesterday, best rankings in our market. And I'm just going to tell you right now, if you are a Right Side Ruffian selling goods and services of your own, we got an entire crew of Right Side Ruffians that might want to buy them, but you might want to advertise. If you want to do that, don't call the station, you contact us directly. Go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org, and just click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message, and we will get back to you. We've had several this week that I know that Lauren just signed up another one, so we're about to have some new ads playing. I'm pretty stoked. All right, I am cooking up a batch of what we like to call home fries. Oh, yeah, smell them from here. Home fries. All right, this is a crazy story. This is not political. It's a story that happened right here in our listening area, and I thought, that's just too weird. I got to mention it. So, story here on AL.com came out a couple of days ago. So, another radio station that does not carry our show, which I'll still mention them anyway, another station here in our area, WJLX in Jasper, and I don't know JLX. I don't know their format or what they carry. But they're a locally owned, I don't think they're corporate. I think they're like an individually or independently owned station. So a guy named Brett Elmore, who's the owner of WJLX, he went out to check on his tower, and the tower was gone. 200-foot tower, 200 feet tower, gone. Like, where'd it go? Nobody knows. He said, I'm looking at the article here, and it says, people are speculating about a number of things, but like this shuts down my entire operation, my entire livelihood. And he says, we didn't have that kind of insurance. So I'm not making a claim for insurance. He said the theft was discovered Friday when landscapers went to clean up the area behind an area called or a business called Marjack Poultry. And the landscaper assured Elmore that he had walked around the whole property and the massive steel tower was just nowhere to be found. Like, I don't know, if scrappers took it. You know how people do that? Steel, they scrap out, you know, abandoned houses and whatever else. He said, the owner says, it's a 200-foot tower. You'd see it if it was laying around. Had a little transmitter building where it was, you know, sitting next to, which has also been vandalized. The transmitter's also gone. So either somebody's starting up their own radio business or they pirated an entire 200-foot tower, which, by the way, was surrounded by 50 acres of woods. And, you know, it's like, what the heck, man?
That's very odd.
This is beyond odd. By the way, I will say this. The story ends with the Jasper police are saying that if you want to call with information about it, it's area code 205-221-2121. It's area code 205-221-2121. That's the Jasper police. Listen, I feel for them. First of all, they're a small business. They just had their livelihood just basically stripped away. I mean, this is like a restaurant coming in and finding out that all their ovens are gone. What do you do? All the tables and chairs are gone. How do we do this? What do we serve people on the floor? How do we bake food?
He's got to have insurance on that, though, right?
He says he didn't.
Oh.
He did not. I mean, but
yikes.
I would have thought that there had been, but I don't think they had insurance for this kind of a theft. But, you know, this is just basically ruined their small business. So I don't know what's up. But, anybody knows somebody with a brand new 200-foot tower standing in their backyard all of a sudden talking on ham radio or something, just know it may not be theirs. If somebody looks at you and goes, hey, buddy, want to buy a tower? I got one back here in the alley. It may be hot. I'm just saying. All right. Another bill. This one's somewhat political, somewhat cultural populist. There's a bill right now. State Senator Gerald Allen. And I'll be honest with you. Gerald Allen is he is known for carrying what I would call populist bills quite often. Prayer in school. Things like saying the Pledge of Allegiance. You can almost count on something like that's going to come every year. And Gerald Allen, you know, quite often carries those. He's got Senate Bill 4, which actually criminalizes the flying of certain flags on public property. What? Well, think about it. How many times have we seen in recent years where the gay pride flag flew at the White House, of all places, or, you know, the BLM flags flying at little city halls, or, you know, any number of other things. So the bill he's got would prevent certain flags being flown on public property or at the very least set conditions upon which it could happen, like if it was a museum or it was a historic flag because it was one of the flags that has flown over Alabama throughout its history or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is it will allow for a 9/11 flag to be flown on public property. It would allow for the POW/MIA flag, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts flags, the American Red Cross flag, a city or county government that has its own flag can certainly fly it. And then, of course, the American and the state flags. And beyond that, step back. It does let the Confederate flag, AL.com is quick to point out, the Confederate flag could still fly. Well, if it flew over us and you've got a historical, you know, context here, what's your point? Anyway, flag bill, important stuff. Earlier it was mentioned that Church of the Highlands is my church. Love my church.
I won't mention it if you don't. Oh, that's fine.
You too.
Yeah, yeah, I go to church.
Yeah,
church
in Highlands. Fact, your sweet wife does some good singing.
Yeah, my wife sings at Church of the Highlands Gadsden campus.
We had a story that broke a couple days ago, this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Kid showed up with a gun at one of the Church of the Highlands campuses.
No way.
Yeah, I'm looking at a story here on AL.com. So if you saw the story, this past weekend there was a shooting at Lakewood Church, Joel Osteen's church, in Houston, Texas. One person, actually it was the shooter himself that was killed, and two other people wounded. I did read last night that I don't know the status right now, but that the little boy, who was one of the people shot, may not survive. That being said, Church of the Highlands had a kid show up. This kid, by the way, had a murder warrant out for him.
Wow.
So the kid shows up at church, and what I understand is he was riding, and one of my favorite jobs as a greeter at Church of the Highlands was to drive the golf cart. That was my favorite. Kids love riding the golf cart. They'd Mommy, can we ride? I used to always tell them, it's like Six Flags at church. Come on, man. And they'd get on the cart. Well, this teenager got in the cart, and he had a gun sticking out of his waistband. And the guy driving the cart said, you can't bring that into church. And security intervened. And apparently the kid tried to ditch the firearm, but it was found in the bushes, and he was taken into custody. I don't know what his intent was. I don't know. Maybe he was actually just showing up at church because he's troubled.
Yeah.
Maybe he was showing up with evil intent. In any case, he had an active murder warrant on him in Montgomery County, and he was taken into custody at one of the Birmingham campuses this past weekend of Church of the Highlands. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. Last story I've got before we go to the break, and then I will be switching gears on you. So I'm hearing, I guess it's true, University of Alabama's got a new football coach. Is that what I heard? I don't know. Apparently.
I guess.
Yeah. Something about Saban's going to retire. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, in the midst of all the governmental polling, the political polling going on, Alabama Daily News, our friend Todd Stacey, I probably need to get him on to talk about this. They polled University of Alabama and Auburn. They weren't just content to poll who are you going to vote for and what do you think of this bill and do you want gambling and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they hired Signal, which is a group run by some folks that I know that are great people. My friend John Rogers has been on the show multiple times from Signal. Anyway, they surveyed a GOP primary sample asking whether they were Auburn or Alabama fans and then also asked them, loyal to their team, how they rated the coaches. So brand new coach, Alabama coach Kalen DeBoer, who was replacing, you know, Nick Saban, and Auburn head coach Hugh Freeze. So right now, 55.1% of the folks polled said they are Alabama fans. 25.8% said they were Auburn fans. Of those Alabama fans, 62% said they approve of the hiring of Coach DeBoer, while just 4.3% disapproved. On the Auburn side, 54% approve of Hugh Freeze after having been, you know, coach during a football season. And then just 6.6% said they disapprove. So there you have it. Apparently, both coaches are still in the honeymoon phase. We'll see if Hugh Freeze can take it to different levels this next year. And, oh, by the way, Kalen DeBoer, you got huge shoes to fill. So good luck to you. But there's your polling. There's your sample polling on things that matter most. SEC football right here. Second religion of the state. I'm just going to tell you. Sometimes the first. All right. Can we take a break right now?
Yeah.
I mean, I hesitate to ask. Okay?
Yeah, we can.
Are we all right?
Yeah,
you sure?
We're good.
You got a button you can push?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I know how to do it.
All right. We're going
to
take a break. We're going to take a break right now. Big Rig's moving the music in, and I'm taking the break. We're going to come right back and switch gears. I guess we got to talk about Biden for a little while. Stand by.